Hello, Eagles fans. Chris McPherson and the illustrious Bo Wolf alongside me here at the NovaCare Complex. We're checking out Eagles training camp and watching some of the offensive line drills. And certainly, this is a fascinating time of year for this team, for this position group in particular, because obviously the starters are set in stone, but you really want to see some of these young guys emerge and take some of those backup spots. And we'll see these battles as they progress throughout the course of the training camp in the preseason. But now we're going to watch the first team unit here, Jason Kelce under center, and we're going to see Alan Barber work with the first team group at right tackle.
Barber or Barbary, the
whichever it is, we don't know.
For Eagles fans, he's done a good job so far, and of course, for these offensive linemen, we can't tell anything. There's nothing to really say about how these guys have done until the preseason. I mean, we can watch them in one-on-ones, and some guys have good days, and saw a good performance from Dennis Kelly yesterday in one-on-ones. But for the most part, these guys, they're going to make their hay in the preseason games.
Certainly.
Which start less than a week now.
Yeah, one week from today
against the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. But I think you're looking at, right now, four backup spots up for grabs, probably four or five, because Lane Johnson will not count against the 53-man roster those first 4 weeks.
Correct.
And there's a lot of guys here competing. I think Dennis Kelly is an interesting player to watch. I think the competition for backup center is interesting between Julian Vandervelde and David Mulk. And Mulk has had an opportunity to work with the twos with Vandervelde sidelined the last few days. A bunch of undrafted rookies here fighting for spots. Matt Tobin is a guy that the Eagles like. Kept him last year. I think he's a player who's probably inside the bubble right now. Lots of interesting things to watch here.
Yeah, certainly. Dennis Kelly, start with him, working with a second team unit, a right guard at this point. In his rookie season 2 years ago, got experience at guard, got experience at tackle, started a few games for the Eagles down the stretch, a former fifth-round pick out of Purdue. Last season, had a back injury, underwent surgery, and was on the team the entire season, but didn't play in a single game. So he's a big question mark, because I think everyone was wondering how would he fit in this offensive scheme and this up-tempo attack. Now we're finally getting a chance to see. And it's been interesting that even with his size, that he's been working at guard the whole time during
camp. That's exactly right. He had that really promising rookie season, sort of lost last year. And the question, as you said, is how he's going to fit in this up-tempo offense. He's got the tackle experience working at guard now. He played a little bit of guard his rookie season, too. So I think he's a guy who has all the tools. The question is, the scouting report on him is that he's a little bit more of a plotter, a little bit more heavy-footed. Can he work in this offense? I think he's got a good chance to make the team.
Certainly. You mentioned Matt Tobin. Again, another guy who was on the team all season, played in a couple games on special teams only. But was someone who was, again, a rookie free agent, made the 53-man roster, showed a lot of promise, and was someone that the Eagles wanted to keep in the system and wanted to watch him develop.
No question about it. And, of course, we will see these guys finally in a week against the Bears.
All right, that's going to do it for the offensive line drills. We'll continue to monitor their progress throughout training camp here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.